理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. We've been learning about a musical group called the Sunshine Singers. We know that there are 6 members in this group, and they hope to make it big.
They hope to make it big in the music business. Now, as we said before, having 6 people trying to work together for one goal, boy, there are some obstacles to overcome. Well, join us now on page 23 as we begin this conversation. Let's meet the Sunshine Singers.
Meet the Sunshine Singers.
Don't you guys ever miss America and Canada?
Sometimes, but not at times like this. I'm really having fun.
That's for sure. And this pizza is great. I think it may be even better than the pizza in America.
Well, eat some more.
No, thanks. I'm full. I couldn't eat another piece. Well, if you insist...
We better do a little more work. It's getting late.
Can we go over the lyrics for our new song?
Yeah, some of the words are hard to pronounce.
Andrea, can you help us?
Sure. Do you all have your music? Let's go through the song. Listen to me first, then repeat the line together after me. You are special.
You are special.
Andrea begins to read You Are Special line by line. The group reads each line after her.
Well, we know that Andrea is from Canada and Steve is from America. And so Rex asks them, he says, don't you guys ever miss America and Canada? So he wants to know if they miss their homes.
Well, if Rex said, do you guys ever miss America and Canada? Actually, the sentence would have the same meaning. Now, you guys, remember, can mean boys and girls talking about these people. You guys, it's very informal.
Now, Andrea says sometimes she misses Canada. She says, but not at times like this. I'm really having fun. So when you're having fun, you're doing something you really enjoy, often you forget about home or places like that. You're not as homesick. So when she's busy, when she's having fun, she doesn't miss Canada all that much.
Okay, sometimes she does, but when she's with her friends, she doesn't even think about home. And then Steve says, that's for sure. He agrees with Andrea. And in addition, the pizza is great. And I think Steve always loves to eat. He loves pizza and he loves being around food.
I think so. He likes friends and food. So he thinks the pizza is good. And not only good, but it seems it's better than the pizza in America.
Well, Steve loves food, so no matter where he is, he thinks whatever he's eating tastes great.
Okay. Well, Angus encourages Steve to have some more. He says, eat some more. But notice how Steve responds. He says, no thanks, I'm full. I couldn't eat another piece.
Well, at this point, Vicki, I think it's important that we stop and we learn something about Steve. Steve likes to be humble. He likes to be polite, but sometimes... it's just for show, okay? He says, no thanks, I'm full. And he pretends that he can't eat any more food. And it's that, it's he pretends, okay? Actually, he can eat more. He says, well, if you insist. And there we see his true motivations. We see his true intentions. He really does want more food.
I agree. He does want more food. And you said sometimes he's humble. Or he pretends to be humble?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, sometimes he pretends to be humble and sometimes he pretends that he doesn't want any more food. But really, he just wants somebody to ask maybe one more time. Anyway, we see here that Steve does want more pizza. He says, well, if you insist. But the funny thing is, no one's insisting here. No one's saying, you have to eat more, Steve. Oh, please eat more. We insist, but it's kind of a joke.
It is, and it's funny.
Okay. We're trying to laugh.
Well, Rex says, we'd better get a little more work done. It's getting late, so after they eat pizza, they should practice some more. Rex is always diligent. He wants to practice. Make sure that their rehearsal time is being used wisely.
That's true. And Christina, she says, can we go over the lyrics for our new song? So she's talking about a new English song, and she wants actually Andrea to help them with the pronunciation, to go over the lyrics. When you go over something, you practice it, you get to very familiar with it. And in this case, it's lyrics. Lyrics are the words to the songs.
Well, of course, English is not the Sunshine Singers' native language. They speak Chinese and other languages, so when they're singing in English, they need a little extra help.
Right. Some of the words, as Angus says here, are hard to pronounce. So sometimes words are difficult to pronounce or to say. And if you want to pronounce a word correctly, usually you want a native speaker to say it for you so you know how to pronounce it.
Right. So it's great having Andrea and Steve around. They can help the Sunshine Singers with their English pronunciation.
Okay, and again, this word pronounce means to utter or say the words in a way that is standard for native speakers.
Okay, let's move on to the next page. Rex says, Andrea, can you help us? Can you help us with our English? And Andrea, of course, she's always encouraging, she's always helpful. She says, sure. Do you all have your music? Let's go through the song.
Okay, and when she's saying, do you all have your music, she's talking about the musical score, what they need so that they can read the music and know what needs to be sung. But also, it would include the lyrics on that.
Okay, and when you say, let's go through the song, that means let's look at it from the start to the finish. Let's go through it completely. Let's look at the song, the lyrics, completely from the beginning to the end.
Okay, let's go through this. And she says, listen to me first. So this is a good way. She will say the words, then they will repeat the line together after her.
Okay, always a great way to learn a new language is listen and repeat. Listen and repeat. It may get a little boring, but you have to train your ear to learn this language.
You know, even with songs, Steve, I hear a lot of people sing English songs nowadays, but a lot of times you can't really understand what they're saying. And I think it's important that if you're singing in another language, you should try your best to be able to pronounce the words clearly.
Do you mean that you hear English people singing English songs and you can't understand what
they're
saying?
Well, that's true too sometimes, but actually I'm talking about second language learners or speakers using English, and they don't really learn the correct pronunciation, so they make those mistakes.
Okay, next we see that Andrea begins to read You Are Special, line by line. Now that's the name of the song that the group, the Sunshine Singers, are going to rehearse.
That's right. That's the song that they're going to rehearse, so they want to practice the words first. So she goes line by line through this song with them. Line by line just means sentence by sentence or line by line in the song. She is going through this so that they can learn those words.
Okay, so she might say a phrase, and the Sunshine Singers will repeat after her. That's what it says. The group reads each line after Andrea. And again, that's a great way to learn a second language.
That's right. Well, it looks like it's time for us to visit the chat room. When we come back, we'll be learning more about the Sunshine Singers. Don't go away.
Welcome to the chat room. Today, we look at the last day of the lesson, Meet the Sunshine Singers. Rex begins by asking, don't you guys ever miss America and Canada? Now, Rachel, don't you find that sentence a little bit strange?
No. What's so strange about that sentence, Ken?
America and Canada? Isn't Canada part of America?
You'd better not let any Canadians hear you say that. Canada and America are two separate countries, although some people like to joke that Canada is the 51st state.
I know Canada is a country, but America is a continent, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're thinking of North America.
North America is not the same as America?
No. When we say North America, we're talking about the continent, which includes Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
And America is?
The United States.
Oh, North America 是北美洲，它就包含了加拿大、美国以及墨西哥。可是光讲 America 是指美国，也就是The United States of America, 啊，这是美利坚合众国的这个全名。那美国当然也可以有几个不同的简称。The United States, the US, America, the States, 或者 the US of A. Okay, but there's still something strange about that sentence.
What's that, Ken?
Rex says, you guys. But Andrea is a woman, not a guy.
Good observation. But the word guy doesn't always refer to a male.
It doesn't?
No, especially when we use it in the plural form, as in you guys. It's a casual way to address a group of people, so you might use it with your friends or people you know well.
我们知道 guy 是指男生、男人，可是用在复数 you guys 就不一定是针对男性了。You guys 是你们比较口语的一个称呼。如果你看到一群女生，也可以对她们说 Hey, you guys.
It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Fill in the blank with the missing lyrics.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
Fill in the blank with the missing lyrics.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are blue.
Wait, there's more! You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, what a great song.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been learning about the Sunshine Singers. We now know all the members of this group, and we know that they're good friends, they're learning new things, they're learning English because a lot of the songs they sing are English.
That's right, Vicky. A lot of the songs are in English, and that's not their native tongue. Most of them speak Chinese and other languages.So Andrea is there to help out, and she's very happy to do it.
That's right. Let's continue with our lesson. We're on page 24. Join us now on line 5. Meet the Sunshine Singers.
Okay, I think we're ready to sing it through again.
This is going to be good. 1, 2.
The group begins to sing.You are special.
You're one of a kind, all of the time. Be the best you and I'll be fine. You're one of a kind. Oh yeah, and
be the best you.
Oh yeah, and.
Well, how was our pronunciation, Andrea?
It sounded pretty good. There are a few words that still need a little polishing up, though.I can give you pronunciation drills if you want.
English is hard.
And singing it is harder. We have to remember the music, the words, and the correct pronunciation.
But you're all doing really well. Your English and your music sound great.
Thanks for the encouragement. We'll do even better next time.
And next time, let's be on time, everyone.
Yeah, if you're going to be late...
Bring food.
We remember a moment ago, Andrea was going through the song with everyone. She was helping them work on their pronunciation. And now we see Angus says, okay, I think we're ready to sing through it again. So they had actually sung through the song before. Now they want to do it again.
Okay, remember, to sing through the song means to start from the very beginning and go to the very end.And Angus is ready, so Steve says, this is going to be good. He wants to encourage them. He really likes their sound. He really likes the way they sing.
Okay, so we see here the group does begin to sing You Are Special, this song. Then Rex says, well, how was our pronunciation, Andrea? So he's curious. As soon as they finish, he wants to know, did we do okay?
Again, Rex, always the perfectionist. He wants to make sure it's done right. He wants to make sure that they sing the song as best they can. And so he asks Andrea. Andrea said, it sounded pretty good. There are a few words that still need a little polishing up, though. So Andrea doesn't say perfect. She says it's good, but there's still some room for improvement.
Right. The idea of polishing up means to improve something or to refine it a little bit. Often we use this when we talk about something that maybe we've already started, but it needs a little bit of extra work, like a speech or a song.
Okay. I think of polishing up, Vicki, when I think of jewels, diamonds, or jewelry, gold or silver. When you polish it up, you're taking off the dirt and the impurities, and you're making it shine and making it look as best it can.
Well, Andrea says they need to do a little more polishing up on their words or their pronunciation. But notice she says, I can give you pronunciation drills if you want. So she's willing to give them these drills. Now, what are drills, Steve?
Well, Vicki, drills are things that you make holes in something with. It's a machine.
No, Steve.
Okay.
Yes, that is a drill, but that's not what we mean here, right?
Right. A drill here means a training exercise, and you can have drills in your pronunciation skills, or you could have drills when you're physically making your body stronger, exercising your body. You can have those kinds of drills too.
Okay, so it's a repeated exercise of some kind to make sure that you can perform something flawlessly or perfectly. So that's what she wants to do. By working with these pronunciation drills, they'll say the words over and over and over again until they can say them perfectly.
That can be pretty tiring and a little boring, but it's what's necessary to do this correctly. And then Liebig says, oh, English is hard. She has some good English, but these kinds of drills are pretty boring and they're not fun.
You know, I think, too, we need to understand that this is something that's very true for a lot of people. English is easy for some people. Learning another language is easy for some people, but it's not easy for everyone. And some people have a lot harder time than others do.
That's right. We're all not the same. We have different abilities and different skills in different areas. And as you said, Vicki, some people just pick up languages quicker than others.
So some of you out there might be saying, English is so hard. We understand. It's not easy to learn another language. Well, Liebig feels that way. She says English is hard. And Rex goes on to say, and singing it is harder. So when you have to sing in another language, it's even harder.
He says we have to remember the music, the words, and the correct pronunciation. So not only do they have to sing, but they have to remember these three things, and it makes it more complicated.
Right. You have to remember the music. You have to remember the music score. And, of course, they're singing different musical parts, right? I think he's a tenor, so he would have to remember his part. And they have to remember the words and also the correct pronunciation of these words. So there's a lot to remember.
Okay. Steve says, but you're all doing really well. Your English and your music sound great. Again, Steve wants to be encouraging. He knows it's difficult for them, but he wants to help them along and say, keep going, you can do it.
Well, it looks to me like Angus appreciates the encouragement. He says, thank you for the encouragement. We'll do better next time. So he believes that the next time they get together to sing the song or to rehearse, that they'll do even better than they did this time.
Good. Rex says, and the next time, let's be on time, everyone. So Rex brings this back from the first day. Remember, everybody or three people were late, and that kind of frustrated him a little bit, and he wants to give a little reminder to everyone that being on time is important.
I'm a little bit like Rex, and I know it can be very frustrating when people are late. They don't show up on time, especially if you have something like this to do. So he wants to remind everyone it's not always easy. People don't like to be reminded of these things, but he thinks it's necessary. And Christina says, yeah, if you're going to be late, and then Steve interrupts.
Steve cuts in. He says, bring food. He wants to make a joke, so he says, bring food. If you're going to be late, bring food, and then everyone will forgive you. No problem.
Okay, so we don't really know what Christina was going to say because Steve rudely cut her off. But I think Steve just wanted to make the moment lighter. He wanted to make a joke here because it was a little tense, perhaps making the other members perhaps feel guilty for being late. But if they bring pizza, it's okay.
And then everyone laughs. Steve is such a funny guy.
Okay, well, it's time for us to review our lesson, students. Join us now for this.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们来看 pronounce 这个动词。注意 OU 在这里是发 OW 的音，所以念成 pronounce。pronounce 是指发出某个字或词的音。例如 ,how do you pronounce the word debut? 你怎么念 debut 这个字呢？ pronounce 的名词是 pronunciation。注意这里的拼法有点变化 ,N 的后面的 OU 变成 U, 而且发音也不一样，念成pronunciation. 例如 her English pronunciation has improved a lot lately. 她的英文发音最近进步很多。接下来我们看的是 polish something up 这个动词片语。polish 本来是指磨亮或擦亮某个东西，但是 polish something up 在这里是指修改或润饰某个事物让它更完美。例如 she made a few changes to polish up her presentation.他做了一些修改，好使他的简报更完美。Polish up 也指经由练习使某个技巧更纯熟。例如 ,You need to polish up your communication skills. 你需要多练习沟通的技巧。最后我们看 drill 这个名词。drill 在这里是指规律以及重复的练习或训练。例如 ,pronunciation drills 是指发音练习。或者是 grammar drills 是指文法练习。 drill 也指演习，例如 fire drill 是指消防演习。 And you can polish up your English by listening to Studio Classroom every day. And now, the word bank.
Lyric. What do the lyrics in this song mean? Pronounce.The TH in South can be hard to pronounce. Polish something up. Mason is polishing up his speech for tomorrow. Drill. When Stephen was in the army, he did exercise drills every morning.
Meet the Sunshine Singers.
Don't you guys ever miss America and Canada?
Sometimes, but not at times like this. I'm really having fun.
That's for sure. And this pizza is great. I think it may be even better than the pizza in America.
Well, eat some more.
No, thanks. I'm full. I couldn't eat another piece. Well, if you insist...
We better do a little more work. It's getting late.
Can we go over the lyrics for our new song?
Yeah, some of the words are hard to pronounce.
Andrea, can you help us?
Sure! Do you all have your music? Let's go through the song. Listen to me first, then repeat the line together after me. You are special.
You are special.
Andrea begins to read You Are Special line by line. The group reads each line after her.
Okay, I think we're ready to sing it through again.
This is going to be good. One, two.
The group begins to sing You Are Special.
You're one of a kind, all of the time. Be the best you and they'll be fine.Oh, yeah, and be the best you. Oh, yeah, and.
Well, how was our pronunciation, Andrea?
It sounded pretty good. There are a few words that still need a little polishing up, though. I can give you pronunciation drills if you want.
English is hard.
And singing it is harder. We have to remember the music, the words, and the correct pronunciation.
But you're all doing really well. Your English and your music sound great.
Thanks for the encouragement. We'll do even better next time.
And next time, let's be on time, everyone.
Yeah, if you're going to be late.
Bring food.
You know, Steve, I know that there are challenges with having a group like this, but there are also some real fun times, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a trade-off, Vicki. I think the group realizes that they're stronger together than they would be as individuals. They'll have more chances of succeeding if they remain as a group than if they were by themselves. So they're really working hard for their goals.
Okay, well, as we said, there will be challenges ahead, but also some joys. Be sure to join us each month as we take a look at the Sunshine Singers. Right now, we have to say goodbye. See you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.